Here I am once again, God, to worship. See, I don't know what you've come to do. But Sunday mornings for me is a time to worship my God, to give him honor and to give him praise, and to simply thank him for the breath of life. So let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord God, we just thank you for this day. God, just thank you for just waking us up this morning and giving us the mind to come into your house to worship. Now, God, we thank you. God, we thank you for forgiving us, Lord God. And we ask once again, God, we've messed up. God, we have sinned against you. God, we've done some things that's not like you. But God, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy, and we ask once again to forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. And restore us in the right relationship with you. God, we gather today to hear a word also from you. God, we want to be more like you. So speak to our hearts today, God. A word of empowerment, a word of encouragement, a word to help us in this world of darkness to keep on keeping on. Help us, Lord Jesus. Yes, God, order our steps in your word. Now, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Lord God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, God, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever you give me, God, for the people this day, I will stand boldly and declare it. Now may your power, your glory, your anointing, your presence be felt throughout this entire building. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Our message this morning on this Communion Sunday. God is taking us back to a familiar passage of Scripture in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. The 8th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. I pray that you will listen with your spiritual ears and hearts. You may have heard this all before, but open your spirit, your spiritual ears and hearts this morning and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Chapter 8, starting with verse 40. And when you have found it, please stand in reverence to God's word. We're going to read a little about Jesus this morning because it is Communion Sunday. And he thought we were worth saving. So we want to read about Jesus. I will be reading from the NIV version. Once again, the Gospel of St. Luke. chapter 8, starting with the 40th verse. And in the NIV version of our Bible, it reads this way. Now, when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter, a child of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are all crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, someone touched me. See, I know that power has gone out from me. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at Jesus' feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, and the synagogue ruler said, "Your daughter is dead." He said, "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to him, "Don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. "Stop wailing," Jesus said. "She is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him because they knew she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and at once she got up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. You may be seated. I know that was a long read, but it's the read that God has for us this morning. Last week, our message was entitled, "Get Up and Walk Into Your Destiny." And God is saying to us this morning, as you're walking in faith to your destiny, there will be some challenging days ahead. So he said, give them this simple title to take with them this week. Because only God knows your story and only God knows your journey. So our message is entitled this morning, "Don't Give Up on God." See, I don't know who needs to hear that, but God said, tell my people, don't give up on God. I believe each of us have experienced some situations in our lives where we have felt like quitting, simply giving up. Sometimes life throws a curveball, and life changes without notice, and we as humans feel like throwing in the towel. See, this can apply to relationships going bad, trouble on your job, sickness in your body, problems even in school, challenges in your business, drama in your family. You know about family drama. Just to name a few things. See, I believe somebody can relate to that this morning. Just feel like saying, I quit. I give up. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of those people. I've put too much energy in that. I quit. But Abundant Life is saying to someone, God is saying to someone here in Abundant Life this morning, and I may pause and may just deviate for a moment from the scripture. God is saying to someone this morning, you are too close to the promise. You are too close to your breakthrough. You are too close to your blessing. I know you are being challenged. And things are quite difficult at this time. But God is saying, don't you give up on me. I have you on a faith walk. You have come this far by faith. I don't know who God is talking to this morning. No matter what people are telling you, no matter what the situation looks like, don't you throw away your confidence in me. It will richly reward you. You need only to persevere. Hold on to my unchanging hands. Persevere, fear, and do my will. And when you have done the will of God, when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he's promised you. That's the message for someone this morning that's just going through. God has said, don't throw away your confidence in me. 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 Don't you give up. Don't you give up on God. So as we go to our text this morning, as we look at the inspired word written by this physician, Luke. Many of you have read about him. He was a traveling companion of the Apostle Paul. He wrote this word for Gentiles at the time, and I just believe it's the inspired word for all of us. He wanted us to know that Christ was the Savior of the world. He is the one that died that you may have life. So as we look at this eighth chapter, it begins with Jesus traveling through various cities and villages, telling them about the good news of the kingdom of God. Some of you have read this. So at the beginning of chapter 8, Luke begins to write about these women. See, in those times, they didn't give much credit to women. They were discounted, but Luke wanted the readers of this gospel to know that these women were involved in ministry. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Susanna, he wanted the reader to know they were right there with Jesus. So as our morning text opened with Jesus going back across that Sea of Galilee, back to Jewish territory, in contrast, if you read the Bible, the people that he left behind wanted him to get out of town, leave our region. But the Bible tells us in this chapter that people were expecting Jesus. They wanted Jesus to come and see about them. And then it goes on to tell us about Jairus, who was a synagogue leader, they said. Oh, yes. And he there at the synagogue, people would come to worship. And the leader was responsible for the administration, for building, maintenance, for worship, supervision. And it sounds like the combination of our deacon and trustees. But Jairus was a who's who. But despite his status, you all, he became a beggar. The Bible tells us that he fell to his knees before Jesus. Now remember, he was a Jewish leader. And he risked being put out of the synagogue. But he moved in a position of a hurting father. And the Bible tells us he fell at the feet of Jesus. He said, Jesus, I need your help. My daughter is dying. 12 years old. See, I just believed in his heart of hearts. He had made up his mind that day. I will not give up on God. My baby is sick. But I do believe this man called Jesus could make the difference. So he waited, and when Jesus got there, he fell down. Help me, Lord Jesus. At that time, he didn't care what the Pharisees thought, but his focus was on getting to Jesus. He didn't move in secret like Nicodemus that showed up at night to talk to Jesus, but he came out publicly. Jesus, I need you. Have you ever been there? When things got so tight that you didn't know what to do, and all you could do is call on the name of Jesus. See, I don't know your story, and some people can relate to this. When you are hurting, when you are just down and out, that Jesus really is the answer. But let's look at what Jairus did. The Bible tells us that Jesus agreed to go with him. And on their way, I can imagine him. I got Jesus with me. Now things is going to be all right. I got Jesus now. But this woman that also came to see Jesus came out of the crowd. She too had been sick for 12 long years. I noticed the daughter was 12, and she had been sick for 12 long years. But no one could heal us. That's what the Bible says. And she was waiting on Jesus. Come on, Holy Spirit, help me. They said she had traveled a long distance. But I just believe in her heart, just like Jairus said, Jesus has the answer. I'm going to press my way through this crowd. And I'm not giving up on God because I know that's where my healing is. See, she had this bleeding going on, and basically based on the Jewish rule, she was unclean. She was not even supposed to be in the crowd. But she pressed her way, and she touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible tells us that she was healed. But then Jesus said, who touched me? Think about it, a crowd of people all around Jesus. He said, who touched me? Peter thought he was just kind of crazy. All these people, Jesus, and you're asking the question, who touched you? But Jesus said, some power has gone out of me and somebody has been healed. See, I believe this is God. He knew who touched him. But he wanted the woman to come back so he can speak a word to her. So she decided, okay, he knows it's me. So she fell at his feet. She began telling her story. I know I shouldn't be in this crowd. I know I'm an unclean person. But Jesus, I believe what they had told me, that if I could touch the hem of your garment, I would be made whole. But Jesus let her know that it was not his clothing, but it was her faith that healed her. So don't be buying any cloth, any clothing, thinking you're going to get your healing. Your healing will come straight from God. So be clear. Keep your money in your pocket. You don't need to order the prayer cloth because it is your faith that will heal you. But Jairus was looking. Jesus, we need to get to my daughter. And at that time, someone came up to him. Don't you bother the teacher. Your daughter is dead. Can you imagine that father's feeling? Thinking it is mine. Jesus, you shouldn't stop to talk to that woman. Because you stopped to help her, Jesus. My baby is dead. But he didn't realize that Jesus had power even over death. Jesus had power even over death. Do you believe that? But what he had feared the most, that his daughter would die, had happened. The Bible, if you read it, doesn't say a lot about his real reaction at that time. But I just can imagine that he was overwhelmed, that he was filled with grief. But Jesus, being God, said this to him, "Don't you be afraid. Just believe." So I don't know what you're afraid of this morning, but God is saying, don't you be afraid. Just believe. Your daughter will be healed. Don't you give up on God. See, I am Jesus. I am the Son of God. I'm the resurrection of life. He who believes in me, even though he dies, will live again. Don't you give up on God. So yeah, you read the story. He went on. He healed the baby. She got up. She got up whole. And God said, Jesus said, give her some food. So I just believe there's some similarities in these two stories. They both came before Jesus in a desperate need. Come on, you all know about desperate. I can look at y'all. Y'all know about desperate. They both came before Jesus with a desperate need. But all they needed was faith. See, faith is a crucial solution to move the heart of God. They both were desperate. Have you ever been there? The woman with the issue of blood. Desperate. Hopeless. But yet she knew enough to make her way to Jesus. So I'm not sure this morning who needs to hear this. Because I seek the will of God every Sunday before I stand behind this holy desk. But God has said to the people, don't you give up on me. That's for us. If you're feeling a little hopeless, don't give up on God. If you're ready to quit, Don't you give up on God. See, I know that Christians, yeah, we're impacted with all this stuff that's going on. Gun violence. See, my heart goes out to the family. I said, pray for the family of the young school teacher that was killed by an ex-boyfriend and her two-year-old daughter, which was his daughter. Church, we must pray that the will of God be done here on earth. Because I do believe prayer changes situations and things. So we need to pray about all this violence in our communities. So much stuff is just going on. Just read the paper. I don't even have to name all this stuff. People are unemployed. People are just suffering. People are being divorced because of money. Pray, people of God. We had a message about the traits of prayer warriors. We know what they are. But we need to pray. But back to our message. I just had to say that. Hallelujah. When life is most challenging, and when the winds and the waves begin to blow in your life, and you feel like you're at the end of your rope. See, the good news is that you're not at the end of your hope, because we have Jesus. But we have to believe that. What did Jesus say? Just believe. Too often as believers, we don't look like believers. We begin to act like the world when things come our way. But Jesus said, believe, have faith in God, and don't give up on God. I don't know. I'm getting these messages that someone is about to quit this morning. God said, don't you give up on me. Don't you throw away your confidence in me. I don't know where you are this morning, but God said the blood still works. I sent Jesus to die for you. Don't you give up on me. So whatever your trials and your tribulations are, turn them over to Jesus. He's real. He will help you. He will help you. Don't you give up on God. Don't you give up on God. I'm trying to end this, but God says someone needs to hear this. He's saying to you, lo, I will be with you always. Encourage yourself with my word. I will not forsake you. Stand on his word. Believe it. Because we believe this word that says all things work together for the good, for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So there is a purpose right now for your pain, God is saying. But trust me, I will not leave you. Trust me. I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Trust me. Trust me. Only you know your story. But you must trust God. But yeah, I've gone through some stuff myself. I've gone through some tragedy. I've gone through some pain. I've gone through some disappointment, you all. But I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to depend on his word. See, sometimes I have to tell myself, I feel no ways tired. See, God did not bring me this far to leave me. You need to get that in your spirit this morning. Trust God, people of God. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to give you what God is saying to the church and to his people. He wants us to trust him. Let go and let God heal your broken heart this morning. Let God fix your situation this morning. There is nothing too hard for our God. So as you're going through, I suggest to you to look to the hills whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. So don't you give up on God. I love this song. A classmate of mine wrote it, said, I'll never leave you if you only trust me. God said, I'll fight your battles if you only trust me. He said that I am that I am. I have all power in my hand. But you must trust me. So I'm going to leave you with that this morning. Yeah, there are many words on that paper that I wrote last night. But God is simply saying to the church, grow up and trust me. Stop bleeding. Stop hurting. Trust me. I will never leave you if you trust me. Trust me. I believe you were worth saving, so I sent Jesus. But you must trust me. You tried it your way and it didn't work. God is saying, trust me, people of God. If you want peace, trust me. If you want healing, trust me. If you need deliverance, trust me. Only you know what God is saying to you this morning and what you're going through. But that is the word of God for the people of God. I have all kinds of things that I would say to you. But God has said, trust me. Whatever it is, trust me. Your way don't work. Trust me. I have given you the instruction manual. I've given you the way you should live. So yes, I do ask people, how are you living? But take that home with you this week. Don't give up on God. Friends will leave you. Family will act like they don't know you. But don't you give up on God. He will never leave you. Please stand all over this.